You're listening to episode 133 of the Marathon Running Podcast. In this episode, we're going to share our holiday gift guide for runners for 2022. This is the Marathon Running Podcast by Letty and Ryan from We Got the Runs. Join us in our running community for weekly content that is motivational, educational, and inspirational, and let the Marathon Running Podcast take you from the starting line to the finish line and beyond.
Hey, runners.
Hey, Ryan and runners. How's it going?
Good.
So we are Ryan and Letty. We do our weekly Marathon Running Podcast, and today is kind of a fun episode, even though you were not involved, and you're probably happy about that, because we are talking about all things shopping and what to get those runners that cannot stop talking about their running gear and all that stuff.
I think it's great to have some like guide, because I always find it hard to find people good gifts. It's easy to buy something for someone that's maybe not a great gift, but you can figure out that great gift for somebody. It's kind of cool.
Yes. And I kind of surprised myself this year too, because as you know, we had the hurricane happening in Florida where we live. And post hurricane, even though we did not get water in our main living areas, I started donating probably, I don't know, what do you want to say, like 40% of my clothing. And I've decided to become a minimalist. And so now my wardrobe, I think, is smaller than yours. And I have no intentions on making it bigger, except for, the hidden running closet in the laundry room.
It'll last a week.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not a big shopper, and you know that. But when it comes to running gear, of course, we use it every day. I run every day. So it's kind of nice to sometimes play around with newer stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And hopefully you have some good tips on lots of new stuff for the running friends.
Yes. So for this one, I talked to my friend Sierra Carter, and we decided to hop into an episode together. And then also I consulted our Facebook group, Speed Striders, which you are all very welcome to join, and asked the question there, what would you like to get as a runner for Christmas from your non-running friends? And we get some cool responses there.
So it's a good episode to listen up just in time for Christmas if you haven't bought the gifts yet.
Exactly. And we are pre-recording this. This is actually, today is November 25, and this episode will air
on December 26th.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully it'll air on December 3rd. So you still have about 3 weeks to get all your ducks in order.
In a row.
So
you want to get into it?
Sounds good, Ryan. So let's play my conversation with Sierra Carter. All right, so I'm here with Sierra to talk Christmas gifts for runners.
Yeah, I'm super happy to be here. It's gonna be a great episode. This is my favorite thing to talk about.
Right, same here. And full disclosure, obviously, just as a precautionary thing, if you're buying something for someone, make sure that you know them well enough to know whether or not they're fine with just general Christmas gifts, or if they're more specific when it comes to brands and that sort of thing.
Big time. Because like, I think the big thing with runners is, I mean, so there are some things where I don't care what it is, I just need something like it. But most of the time, I want a specific thing from a specific brand.
Exactly. So, you know, with that, I guess we can just kind of do a blanket statement. Gift certificates go a long way. And I've consulted our Facebook group, the Speed Striders, and a lot of people really, really like to get gift certificates for massages, physiotherapy, race bibs, that sort of thing. Always, a catch-all.
Yeah, I saw something the other day. It was actually put out by Vacation Races. The Vacation Races, the ones that put them all around the national parks. And they said, if anybody's wondering, I'm a size half in marathons. I was like, that's great.
That's awesome. It is what it is. But we kind of dug a little bit deeper, keeping it general, but also being a little bit more specific. So, for the people that like to unwrap things, those are some good suggestions.
Yes. I have so many ready to go.
All right. So then why don't you start with them?
Okay, so I've been raving about this the past couple of days. I actually bought it on a Black Friday deal, and I'm pretty sure, you know, like it's the sale season. I got it for like $90, but it's a Lululemon Down For It All jacket. If you're in a cold weather place, which I know being in Florida, not really maybe the best thing to buy, but I personally also think it would be a great jacket for the really cold days in Florida. It's not Down For It All. It's the One More Mile jacket, and it is the best thing I've ever bought. It is so warm. It is so comfy, and it is so easy to run in. I mean, I can't, I'm amazed by this jacket. I've run in so many different jackets. This has to be my absolute favorite one. It fits beautifully. You can wear layers underneath it if you're in a really cold area, and it's great to just have and throw on.
And that's a really good suggestion, especially because a lot of people are listening to us from the north, from Europe.
Right.
And so, you know, it probably helps because it's hard to find good jackets that also are breathable where you're not completely, you know, in a sauna suit, basically.
Right. And I didn't feel like I was in a sauna suit, which is really nice. And I mean, like, I think it was like 14 degrees the other day when I was running in it, and it kept me extremely warm. And I mean, like, you sweat a little bit in it, but it's not like terrible. And I went running the other day when it was 30 degrees and I still didn't get like grossly hot. Like, it really does like regulate the heat.
That's awesome. So write that down, guys. I'm going to tell you my first suggestion, and these are in no order, but I've heard a lot and seen that there is this desk calendar where you can tear a page off for each day. It's made by Gone For a Run, and it basically has illustrations and inspirational quotes on it. And you know, for people that work in offices that want to look forward to their run after work and need a little bit of inspiration, I think that's a great idea.
I love that. I actually really love that. Like, just to have inspiration, because it kind of brought up the eBibs. They have a running calendar. It's like one of those desk calendars where it has those like running eBib memes, and it's just like something really funny every single day. So like, that's a genius idea to have to keep motivation going all year.
I've heard of eBib. I'm going to have to look that up because I like the humor a little bit more than the inspirational quotes. If I were to pick one, would have to see it daily.
Yeah, eBib's the one with all the avatars. If you see people with avatars, they most like running avatars and cartoon. They most likely got it from eBibs.
That's awesome. All right, so what do you have on your list as the next thing?
Okay, so my next thing is I don't have many socks left for running. So on my list, I really love the Zensaw Grit socks. Those have to be some of my favorite socks I've ever run in. I've tried the features, I've tried them all. Zensaw Grit socks are my favorite. I have to go for the ankle height now just because it's cold and my ankles get cold, but they have it both ankle height, or I guess, what is it called? Crew cut? Yeah, crew cut. Crew cut, and then the ankle, like tiny ones where it doesn't cover your ankle. Both of those are my favorite.
That sounds awesome for especially your climate.
I know, but like the ankle one, the ones below the ankle are the ones I used to run in all the time in Florida.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, with socks, again, like you said, there's features, there's all these different ones. So that's another brand to try out until, you know, you probably eventually everyone will find the sock that, you know, matches them and their needs best.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, it's one of those things where you have to like take into account. I would never just buy random socks to run in. I've learned. I think you understand that experience where it's like you get blisters, they fall down, you sweat through them, your toenail pops through them. It's like a whole mess of problems that go along with socks. And people don't realize that running socks are important.
Well, you know, I go the opposite. I actually don't wear socks, but that's a whole new story. I wear them on race day.
Wait, what?
I only wear socks in my Alpha Flies. But anyway, so I'm going to move on to my next one. And I am going to mention gels because I feel like, you know, especially after trying to become a minimalist with stuff, gels is something that we all need. And some of them could be really pricey, like the Morton gels that I like. They're almost $4 a pop. So it's nice to get a little box under the tree with gels in it that you're going to consume if you do during the race. But again, you know, personal preference is required to be known.
And understand your gut too, like how your gut reacts to most of these gels.
So true.
So I think my next one too, I'm going to put out there is some kind of like electrolytes or drink that's going to keep you hydrated. My big one I've been really going to the past couple months is LMNT. And I do the citrus flavor. It tastes like lemon. So, you know, whatever it is. And I personally have found that those have made the biggest difference in how I felt during the day and after a run. You don't feel tired after them. You definitely, or not after them, but after a run, like I usually felt run down. And I really think it was because I was dehydrated. And after I drink one pack a day, because it's a lot of sodium. And that's okay, though. If you're running a lot, you need it. And the electrolytes seriously balances it out. They have to be my favorite go-to electrolytes. And they're really not that expensive on Amazon. I buy them on Amazon. I can't find them in the stores.
That's awesome. I actually agree with you on this brand. I've tried them before. I love them. I love them here in the summer. I like the watermelon flavor. They're super salty, like you said, but I feel like if you drink them right after your run, you don't even notice it.
You don't notice
it. And you feel
salt.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's a good one. Another one I have is Gooder sunglasses, because feel like they just fit everyone. There's different colors, different shades, you know, can get lenses that are rose colored, which is my personal preference because it makes, you know, the marathon happier. But there are so many different ones. I feel like you just can't go wrong on them. And they're a good price. They're like $25 polarized and lightweight, and they don't slip.
And they're fantastic quality. I know everyone's like, oh, $25, they're probably going to break. No, I throw mine around. I sit on them. I mean, I've only broken one pair, and it's because I stepped on it. Okay. Like the lenses barely ever scratch. And if they do, they actually have a warranty, a 1-year warranty and they're like super awesome where they're going to send you a new pair because you see that they see the lenses are scratched or, you know, damaged a little bit. Like they're awesome customer service. I love them.
I agree. I've dealt with customer service and I would just recommend them 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. No, they are my favorite. I think another thing I would recommend is like put shoes on your Christmas list. Like this is a great time for somebody else to buy you a pair of shoes, but you gotta be specific. I think it was Chicago. I almost said New York. Chicago, when we were in Chicago, I laughed that I took a picture of the ground because everyone was wearing... What are the ones, Nike Vaporflies? Is that what you wear?
Or
you
Alpha
wear
for Flies, Chicago? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Alpha Flies, that's what it is. So I've gotten really big into the Ons lately, and I do the Ons Cloud Flash. Now, I know online when I tell everybody this, they're like, they said that's a short distance running shoe. It is, because it's not very padded, but I personally love the flat shoes. So if you're looking for a flat shoe, Cloud, Cloud Flash, they are absolutely incredible. I've done 2 marathons in them now, and they are just wonderful shoes.
Yeah, I think you're kind of like a unicorn in that. Because
I know it's hard. Nobody caters to my likings. I have to do short distance shoes.
But maybe somebody is listening and they, you know, like that sort of thing. I know my husband, he doesn't run a full marathon. He hasn't yet, but he prefers the whole basic shoe as well without much padding.
Right.
Famous last words, though, because who knows what's going to happen.
I know. You never know. You never know. But I've been doing it for at least 4 years now, and I've been totally okay. Like, no injuries at all.
That's awesome. It probably has, you know, gets your muscles a lot stronger than most of ours with all that padding.
Yeah. I mean, like, right. I hope so. That's what I like to think.
I mean, no, seriously, your shin, your calves, all that, your foot muscles, you know, that's the whole thing when they had the Vibram 5 fingers back in the 2010s, and everybody was going for that trend. And, you know, you couldn't run with them a full marathon right away. You had to build up to it because your muscles were getting stronger. So,
right. And like people, they're those running sandals. Have you seen those where they like strap to your feet in such a way?
Yes. I know I'm going to see you wearing those soon.
Oh, no, I don't think I could ever do that. I would never go to the Vibrams or the sandals, but I'll stick with my flat shoes.
All right. So moving on, another kind of gadgety gift that I have found when I was researching for this episode is there is a mug that someone sells on Etsy where you can send them a Strava screenshot of your last race. So basically, it's your run commemorated on a mug. And I just think that's kind of cool. If you're really proud of some sort of PR you achieved at Chicago, for example, you can get that put on a mug and you just see it every morning. And, you know, if you worked really hard for it, I can see that being really something that you would cherish a lot.
Yeah, I love that. And then add like a metal holder to that. You know, those like fancy metal holders where you can hang it on the wall and hang your medals on it. And it says something very motivational, like, she believed she could, so she did, or something like that. Like, those are the cutest things and would go right along with your mug. I love those. You can find them on Etsy.
Yeah, see, so go to Etsy. Etsy has a lot of ideas. Oh, gosh,
it's so cute. Yes.
All right, so what's your next one?
Let's see. Okay, so my next one was a sign-holding one. But I actually, so something I really, really absolutely love too, and I was just thinking about it, like, brought up in my mind. I love, like, I guess this isn't really for men, but the cute necklaces that say like 26.2 or 13.1. I absolutely love customized jewelry like that, or something that reminds you of like things that you have accomplished. And like, you can't wear your medals around all day, but you can wear a necklace.
That's true. And if it's small enough that it kind of blends in and it's not, you know, very loud, I think I can see that being really cute. So another one I have is a subscription to Runner's World magazine. And I'm talking like the actual paper magazine that you carry around in your house, because we all read articles online and it's super fun. But, you know, I feel like whenever I do get a magazine once a year, it's something I actually read, and they have good articles in there. So I think they're very inexpensive nowadays. And I think that could be a fun gift for a runner.
I almost bought a subscription the other day. I was like, I really want a subscription to Runner's World. That's actually I love that one.
That's funny because you're Gen Z.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know. But paper.
I guess like I wouldn't do the paper. I'd be online so I can like get access to everything online.
Yeah, see, so they have both options. I know they obviously do. And, you know, whoever you're shopping for, keep that in mind. Do you think they would actually read a magazine and enjoy that or not? I usually wouldn't, because I do so much stuff on my iPad. But I feel like for this Runner's magazine, you know, if I go on a trip, I would just stick it in my bag. And
oh, you'd have it. You'd have it with you at all times. No, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
All right, so my last thing is a race entry, you know, or like money to a race entry. If you know somebody that is really wanting to enter a race, or you want to enter a race, I think it's a very valuable thing to ask for. I know some people that aren't runners won't really understand. They'll be like, I'm giving you like what for Christmas? But like, seriously, it's an awesome gift.
I agree, because it's money that you're going to have to spend anyway. So rather than, you know, getting something that you don't really want, or that's just kind of like a gimmick, it's kind of cool to have that going towards something that you want to commit to.
Do you have any races on your mind?
I mean, I always have a lot of races, but I mean, I'm thinking if somebody was to get that for you, maybe it would probably be a local race that they know. I mean, again, it's one of those things that you have to know the person, you have to know what their other boundaries are, right? Because if I'm getting someone a race before the Great Wall race in China, then I have to make sure that they probably have the financial, you know, means to actually get to China, because the race bib's not going to do them any good unless I know they can fly there.
Well, maybe like local races is a really good idea, unless you want to buy a ticket, a flight too. And I mean, that's a great gift too.
I mean, that takes us again to those companies that do runcations, where it's all inclusive. So you get the whole package, you get the bib, you get the stay and all that stuff. But I mean, you obviously must love that person a lot, or you're super rich to be able to get them that.
Both.
Right. So my last thing that I found online is an inflatable hot tub. And I'm only saying that because we have a pool and a hot tub. And ever since living here with that, I just love it. After I'm done running, I sit in this hot tub for hours and I just chill. And if we leave and move somewhere else where I wouldn't have access to a hot tub, that would be something that I would absolutely love to have.
Yeah. No, I guess like a piggyback that too, like our apartment complex has a hot tub. Love it. But like even like a, I don't know, maybe a sub. I don't know how it works in different like places in different states, but I know here in Utah, I can buy a monthly membership to a wellness facility that has the sauna. It has cryotherapy, it has red light therapy and everything like that. And I get so many services per month, and it's actually a pretty good deal. So, you know, maybe pay for a subscription or give them a gift card there so they can go get a few sessions with like cryo or the sauna or hot tub, whatever it is.
That's a probably even better idea than the inflatable hot tub, yeah. If I think about it. Just because it's like, well, you don't have to fill it up with water every time.
Right, this is true.
So then some other ones that, you know, were mentioned to us in the Facebook group were the very popular Normatec boots, which are compression boots where you kick your feet up and enjoy life for a little while you relax. And then Runcation packages, singlets from local run clubs. And then, of course, the Alpha Flies or whatever shoes are, you know, very popular now. Massages, massage guns were super famous. Super popular, and vouchers, all that stuff. And you know, sometimes that it makes even sense for runners to get presents that are just for the travel to a marathon, like a sleep mask or, you know, stuff that make your life easier beyond running.
Yeah, like a cute runner's bag.
Yeah. So there's tons of more ideas. Just
know your runner. Know what they like.
Yes, absolutely. So with that, I think that wraps it up for today.
Yes, I think this was great. There's so much information in it. And again, maybe you learned something new that you're like, I actually really like that. And you're going to look into it.
Well, thank you, Sierra, you know, for this episode. This was fun. And then I'm sure we'll talk soon again. Maybe we'll have another episode about New Year's resolutions for runners.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do that. I'm down.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Sierra, for coming on. And that was a lot of fun talking with you. I got inspired and I know what to get some of my friends now, because us runners have to stick together. And it's kind of cool to give each other small little things around the holiday season just to show your appreciation. And Ryan, hopefully you took some notes as well.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Your birthday and Christmas are close together, so do you ever feel shortchanged?
I don't, because I make it pretty known that it's my birthday month and then it's the holidays.
It's basically like it's the holiday quarter for you.
Holiday quarter, and then, you know, we kick in our anniversary, which is January 12th, and the month after that it's Valentine's Day. I kind of feel gypped in the summertime because...
You know. Yeah, well, you get it pretty heavy right now, so.
There's snow on me. Anyway, anything else?
Have a happy week of running.
Thanks for tuning in. For more information, head to www.runningpodcast.us. And as always, have a great week of running.